Cold open.
What's up, guys? This is the TMG Podcast. This is today's free episode. If you want this episode ad-free and an extra bonus episode, you can find that right now on our Patreon at patreon.com/tinybk. And if not, then enjoy this one.
Mystery of the flying saucers may soon be solved.
If you've never smoked weed at literal Woodstock, you're not a stoner. Goodbye.
The Army Air Forces has announced that a flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
I'm gay as fuck.
I'm trying to get my arse eaten.
The so-called flying saucers.
Look at all these fucking chickens.
Malone Brown, you hear this hole? No. Malone Brown dick in your mouth?
Please look at all the signs. Fasten your seatbelt and get ready for debate.
And we're back. Good evening, afternoon, morning, everyone. Someone got mad at me for coughing last week.
Oh.
They said, someone said it to me. I think it was a Reddit post. They said, Noel needs a cough drop. Those were the words. I had one in, my guy. So
fuck you.
Yeah. Well, not, no. It's just we're not allowed to ever be unwell.
Human?
You're never allowed to be unwell.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. You've been unwell for a minute now.
I'm finally better. Yeah, that Good. Thing kicked my ass, dude.
What was the thing?
It was just a sinus infection.
Mm.
I got tested for COVID multiple times. It was negative every time. I thought I had the cron.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely thought I had the cron. But it wasn't it.
Mm.
But yeah, finally, I almost thought I was going to have to cancel all the shows in Phoenix. It was on the edge like that. But got antibiotics and it finally fixed it. Phoenix is probably the best place to rehab from feeling unwell. There's fuck all to do.
There's a lot of rehabs there, too.
Yeah. Yeah, physical rehab, mental rehab. What a town, man.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, I get it. You know, if you want to live a simple life in the shittiest way possible.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it was nice weather-wise when we were there, but I can't imagine the other 300 days of the year when it's 100.
Yeah, is now like the perfect time for Arizona?
Yeah, it felt
or
like
was it cold?
No, it was a good temperature. Yeah, it was about 60 everywhere. And in that respect, I could understand sort of wanting to live there. But yeah, just what a town.
Were the shows good?
Yeah, they're good. There's always one dud show, and you always hope that one lands in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
But it was the first one.
Was it really?
Yeah. So when it's the first one out of five, it made me think, oh, is this what medium is going to be for the weekend? No, but then the show right after it was the best one all weekend, which was, you know.
So did you do 3 days?
Yeah.
Two a day?
Two a day, and then the last day I do one. I cap it.
That's a grind.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
It's definitely weird. Cause then if you know, on Friday, it was such a solid show, you know, I felt like I beat the level, you know,
mm-hmm.
It's like, do we have to do it again?
Yeah.
Cause we had to do it three more times. And so, the Saturday late show was a head fuck because the way the venue was set up, it was a music venue. It wasn't for stand up really. And so at the back of the room, there's a wall that they put up, but on the other side of it is another venue. So they can open up that wall and you can, you know, the crowd can go spill out into this other area, which is pretty cool. But about 30 minutes into my set, you can start to hear someone covering like Brandon Urie and like really high pitched singing stuff.
Okay.
So then, you know, with about 20 minutes left, it just, pretty faintly, but audibly enough, you just hear just this weird wailing, and I'm like, "Who the fuck is that?" And the people in the back are like laughing, and then I just try to keep doing my set, and I try to play off it, like, "Oh, what if that screaming was just in my head?" You know, But nah, all of us in the room were just trying to pretend.
Like
for the last
20.
Yeah, we're like, yeah, we're here for a stand-up show.
What was it? Like a punk show or something?
I don't know. He was just covering like pop punk-ish type
but
stuff.
It was in the same venue? Just...
It was in the same venue, but on the other side of a wall. It was...
Who thought that was a good idea?
I guess they have like a two-wall system that normally does it pretty well, but they put one up to like sell some extra seats.
Mm.
So, yeah. It was pretty funny. Because at that point, everyone's like buzz was kind of fading off. And they're just like, yeah. This is funny, dude. This is hurting my brain, though. Like, let's go.
Let's wrap it up because
yeah.
I'm kind of into this. What's going on back here?
No, it was good, though.
Yeah, I asked that question, who booked or like who thought of that? And and then I think we used to literally record our podcast in a rehearsal studio.
Yeah, yeah.
With like metal bands.
Yeah.
Practicing drums and shit like two doors down from us.
And we had full on episodes with like sex music the whole time. Full on R&B.
Yeah.
So
we've talked about that, right?
Definitely.
Yeah, many times.
We would record through it.
Yeah.
We just say, pretend like it's not there.
Yeah.
We'd be like, so what'd you do this weekend?
And there's weed smoke just pouring through the vents. You can see it just wrapping around and crawling down the wall. And you're like, are we also getting contact high from this?
Yeah, dude. So I was thinking about this unconvincing gay actor.
Man, I could go for some Doritos right now.
Those were the erotic episodes. Yeah. We should do erotic episodes in the bonus. We take our voice octave down like two, you know, like a vocal effect.
Yeah.
So we both sound like Barry
Damn.
White. Yeah. Just talk about regular
Damn.
Shit, but it's really sexy.
So how was Phoenix? It was hot.
That shit.
Man, I was sweating.
So hot,
Damn.
So hot. Background vocal. Yeah, dude. I'm trying to think. There's something that happened there that I'm trying to remember, but fuck it, who cares? Yeah, Phoenix. Leave that town if you can. Nah, I talk shit. It's just, it's like, you know, it's Vegas just without the strip.
Yeah, without the fun shit.
Yeah.
Without all the cool stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. I read Who Lives Here, and it's just a lot of retired people and what they call snowbirds.
What are snowbirds?
Canadians that want to get away from the cold.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's funny. That's really funny. My mom's like best friend. We were driving back from Sedona, and I met my mom for breakfast in Phoenix because like one of her best friends has a place there.
Yeah.
And they're both, I mean, she's from Calgary.
Yeah, I think they just, you know, you do years of that cold and they just want the dead opposite.
Yeah.
That's actually kind of funny that it's 110 there, but for the Canadians, it's like 70.
Yeah.
They're just so, like, their body temperature is pushed so negative that it has to be 110 for them to warm up. Like, oh, yeah, it's nice out.
Dude, it's my heat in my house is broken because, I mean,
of course.
Why not?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
What the fuck works in the house?
Yeah,
that's what I want to know.
Broken kitchen, broken heater, broken floor.
Nothing works.
Yeah.
And so we found out the heat, it was broken because we turned it on. Like, you know, the first, like, cold night, I think it was, like, last week, right? Like, end of week.
He turned it on. That's what broke it.
We turned the heat on, and the air starts blowing, but it's
so funny.
It's just air.
You're going like to love this house, man. Just, you know, never turn on.
Yeah. It's working now.
But
just don't turn it on.
Just never turn it on again.
Yeah, that's usually what breaks it.
Yeah.
If we turn it on, it's just air blowing.
Of course.
And I'm like, putting my hand up. I'm like, I think it's warm. And it's on for like 3 hours. Doesn't do shit. And we wake up a couple mornings ago, and our room was 59 degrees. And Kelsey's like dying. And I'm like, I'm chilling.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm fine. Are you kidding me?
This is quite regular, eh?
Yeah. It's actually quite nice.
It is quite nice.
I slept like a baby.
We haven't had a day like this in a long time.
Slept like a baby. It's actually quite nice, eh?
Oh, shite. Why are you so cold?
Oh, me nuts have shriveled into me body. It's right cold.
Damn. Damn. So what are you going to do? Just sit in the
Well, I
got
to get it fixed.
Yeah.
$1,000.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. I had the guy come yesterday.
Run it.
He looked at it for like an hour and was like, yeah, I don't know. It's not working though, for sure.
What's his butt crack?
I was like, word.
What's
I know.
Butt crack like?
I was like, look at the thermometer. I could already tell that. He's like, yeah, I think we just got to replace the whole thing. I was like, of course. Of course. Let's replace the whole fucking house.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's just knock it down and start over.
Yeah. And that's the fucking, not to, I mean, I'm just going to do like the dad house complaining shit right now.
Wait, what was the guy's butt crack like?
It was, he actually had a sick crack. All things considered, like, pretty dope crack.
I love going through construction stuff because you just, you get to know guys in capacity that you didn't ask.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, oh, sick, man.
Yeah. You're just like coming downstairs, you like double take, ooh, yo, bro.
Yeah.
Dope crack, man.
No, I just walk up and I just put my one finger down the at the top of the crack. I'm like, nice, dude. He's like, swarming there, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, quite humid.
Yeah. Yeah, keep it heated up for the clients.
I'm surprised you're sweating so much, as it's 59 degrees in here. So.
Yeah, well, when you get down in here, it gets hot.
Yeah, when you're doing the work that I do, trust me, you get some swass.
You typically get hot because the heater's broken. That's what I figured out, is your heater's broken. That's why... It's hot down here. All the heat is trapped here. So anyway. So
the shit with the AC thing, right?
Yeah.
It was leaking, mold, whatever. Got all that fixed. Now there's a giant hole in my roof, so I got to get it patched. I got to get the drywall fixed, right? Like, drywall guy comes, and he's like, I can do this a couple weeks. Do you have the paint? Like, what do you mean the paint? He's like, the paint for the roof.
I'm
like,
yeah.
It's white. What do you mean? It's drywall. It's like, you gotta, what do you mean?
No.
He's like, yeah, if we don't have this color, then you got to repaint the whole roof.
Yep.
Fucking, of course.
Yeah.
Of course we gotta repaint though. Let's.
Yep.
Let's do the whole fucking house while we're at it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck it. How much?
Yep.
$1 million? Let's do it.
Yeah. 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 And I love how buying paint is like almost like buying weed. It's very, you know, like very specific.
Oh, yeah. Like certain strains.
Yeah. Just very, you know.
This paint is more of a body.
Yeah. Well, the way this one was mixed and grown, you know, it's just got a different, you know, feel to it. So, yeah, you have to have the exact paint code. We had a similar thing. We, you know, we had a fucking hole in our floor and we were this close to having to redo all our floors.
Yeah.
Dude. And. It's so funny. The guy, you know, we're talking about solutions, and our contractor is like, well, we could just sand down the whole floor and try to paint over it.
You're like, let's burn it down, actually.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's burn the whole place down, and we'll rebuild it from scratch. That way, we know we're getting everything.
Yeah, we get around. Yo, how much is a bulldozer?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll clock in. I'll just push the whole thing down, and we can start over.
Hey guys, this episode of TMG is sponsored by Dash Pass from DoorDash. Are you someone who loves ordering food and looking to save on delivery? Dash Pass from DoorDash is your door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Listen, I love Dash Pass because, you know, with a small baby, it's hard to cook. And so you want to order food, but then you're like, the delivery fees are expensive. And you go to war with yourself in your brain, you know?
Yeah. Dash Pass is an exclusive membership from DoorDash that gets you unlimited $0 delivery fees on eligible orders and members-only deals and discounts. Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from your favorite market across town, because, you know, you got your favorite market across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door.
What do you like to get delivered? Food, diapers, candy, a fancy meal? For me, it's all of the above.
Yeah.
With $0 delivery fees and lower service fees on eligible orders, Dash Pass makes it easy to save at restaurants, grocery stores, and all your local favorites on DoorDash. Dash Pass pays for itself in 2 orders on average. That's crazy. That's my favorite part about Dash Pass because I can order as many meals or groceries as I want and don't have to worry about delivery fees.
Plus, DashPass gives you special access to exclusive promotions and menu items, all for only $9.99 a month. Get more from delivery for less with DashPass. $0 delivery fees and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders. Sign up for DashPass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply. It was actually kind of funny. We go to this flooring place and they have rules about, you know, regular civilians aren't allowed inside. It was really VIP, you know.
Nice.
It was pretty, it was trying to like go into the Soho House.
Okay.
You know, this flooring company in South LA. Okay. You know, they're like, it wasn't even South LA. It was like the other side of the 110. We go up in there. They're like, no. And Alina, she does the classic. It just works everywhere. If you're a lady, you can get into any club. Oh no, my friend's, do you know my friend? And she name drops our contractor. And they go, oh, okay. Yeah, you're cool. You're cool. Cause they look him up on the list and they're like, okay. He's on our list.
Okay.
So then.
List of what? Dope contractors?
Yeah, just, you know, sick ass contractors.
List of sexy contractors?
Yeah, basically. And so for the hole in our floor, we just need maybe, you know, 10 or 20 pieces of wood.
How big's the hole?
I mean, it's like fucking, let me think. It's probably like 12 feet long and like 6 feet wide.
You're like doing calculations. Do you want it in meters? Or,
yeah. And so,
12 feet long. So it's a big hole.
It's a big ass hole.
Okay. You're going like this. So I thought.
Yeah. So they, you know, but we just need, you know, little cuts of wood to like put in. And so she kind of strong arms the dude there because she gives him the code for the thing. And this is what's awesome. She hands him the code for the wood, and then they go bring out a piece, and it's like, yeah, they changed the dye, so looks like you're just never gonna get that that color of wood ever again. And we're like, cool,
for sure,
yeah,
sick,
yeah. And before I start weeping, Alina just starts, you know, she's like, you don't have old boxes? Go back there and look if you got some old box. The guy's like, I think we do. It was like some Jedi. She's like, I think you may have old boxes. He's like, I will go back and check. And he goes and he does it. And fucking, like, miracle.
Oh.
There just happened to be, like, the exact amount of wood that we needed. And it saved us a shit ton of money. But,
oh, man, that's so sad that that's, like, a good day.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
How's your day? Fucking, we're blessed.
Yeah.
Honestly, we're fucking blessed.
Yeah.
The guy in the back had the extra wood boxes, and now we don't have. Oh,
no.
It's a beautiful day. It's, what a time to be alive, truly.
Okay, well, it was great because once we finally put the wood in, everything matched, the whole house collapsed. So.
Yeah, exactly.
We took one seat on the couch. We're like, it's finally done.
just falling down for too long.
Yeah. And we sat where the hole was, and everything around the hole fell apart.
Yeah.
But the wood on the hole,
and you're like, yeah, and you're sitting on that one spot,
and it's perfect.
And everything else is collapsed around you into the earth. So there's like this giant hole. Like, guess we gotta get that fixed now.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
how much is this gonna get to? How much is this gonna be to fix? $200 billion. Guess we gotta do it.
I think. The point here is, unless you have, I think unless you become really spiritual or you have $1 billion, nothing is really ever that perfect.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. That's a good point. That's a really good point.
I was complaining
about this to my friend. He's like, it's just every place.
Yeah.
Think about every apartment that you've had or anything. Everything always breaks all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just nice when you have someone to call and be like, hey, can you, like, if you live in an apartment building or whatever, and you're like, hey, this thing broke, and they're like, cool, and someone else deals with it.
But that assumes you have a good landlord.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Because we know how landlords are.
Yeah. Fucking beautiful,
AKA
wonderful
us.
People.
Yeah, when people call me about the apartment complex, I'm running in a Decentraland.
Yes.
I hang up that Discord call so quick.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know, it's like, boom, boom, boom. That's the Skype, but whatever.
Yeah.
You know, I answer my Discord call. I'm like, yellow.
Hey, yeah. The toilet has been being weird in my Decentraland place.
Oh.
It's not real life.
Yeah. No, I play along.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's like, I don't know. It's being weird. It keeps running. Like, once every couple flushes, it'll just stay running. I can't get it to stop.
I'll see what I can do. It's just, you know, the pipes in the city. It's a whole, let me call my guy, you know, I'll call you back and give me 10 minutes. I'll call you back 10 minutes, okay?
10 minutes, okay.
All right.
The pipes, you said?
Yeah, in I'll call, city? Okay, boop. And I don't call him back.
I love the thought of just normal shit happening in Decentraland.
Yeah, and your crypto.
That's the way.
Or just like, maybe it's like other stuff. Yo, dude, the pixels you use for the roof color on the apartment, you didn't pay the license. Like, it's like across the roof, it says license unavailable.
Or yeah.
it's like a big error.
Yeah, yeah, it's like a font.
Yeah.
Yeah, you, like, gotta, you didn't buy the color. You didn't buy like the full color, I guess, for commercial use.
Oh.
There's two pixels that are different color from the rest. Yeah, well, we got to repaint the whole roof.
Yeah, we got to license a whole new color. It's going to be a whole thing. Let me call you back. Let me call you back. Let me give you an update on that.
Painter guy.
Yeah, and then people pull up in your Decentraland apartment. What's up with the roof? Dude, our landlord sucks, dude. Dude, don't bring this up. My roommate's going to be so pissed.
So funny. Like a floating frog or some shit being like, what's up with the roof?
Yeah.
Why is it so weird?
It's a yeah.
Octopus.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and then two guys dressed like Mark Zuckerberg. What's up with the roof?
What's up with the roof?
Don't ask it with the voice, bro. It's so creepy. It's funnier that way.
Hey, what's up with this roof?
Yeah, man. Yeah, I can't wait to ruin people's lives with my apartment complex.
Yeah.
In Decentraland.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Just changing the locks on all the doors.
Mm-hmm.
The whole complex of users standing up. I can't get in my fucking place. Oh, yeah, we had to change the lock. Oh. We'll call our guy. We'll get you back in there. Just give us a few days.
A few days.
It's been 3 months. I bought this fucking condo in Decentraland. I can't even fucking get in. The landlord changed the locks for security and we're just stuck out. Damn. Yeah. Anyway.
We got big news, guys.
Yeah.
Big news.
It kind of rambled for a bit.
That was fun, though.
Yeah.
Big news. We have, or are starting, sorry, a brand new weekly TMG newsletter.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
right.
It's a new project. It's email based. We thought it'd be dope. I think the reasoning behind it is pretty close to us, and I think it's close to everyone on this show. So you all know one of our key artists, Jim Pfizer. He's done a whole lot of art.
I don't know if people know.
Or maybe they don't. Jim. I mean, we've always referred to him just as Jim.
Yeah.
It's just really nondescript.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jim did this.
Mm-hmm.
So. You know, he did our current TMG logo, the one that you see behind the Christmas tree. He's done a ton of art, all the crazy comic book influenced art. We even talked a while ago about potentially doing a coffee table book with like comics that he's created in them. We're actually sitting on like, I don't know, like 40, 50 comics.
Yeah, I don't think we ever told anyone about that because we weren't sure what to do with them.
Oh,
but
well,
we've been working with Jim now for what, 3 years?
Yeah.
Kyle? 4 years? 3 years?
I would say about three.
Well, the first project that we ever worked on, how did we find him in the first place? Twitter?
No, I think it was just Instagram. He just...
Okay, yeah.
He was... Kid created some pretty wild, images of us, and we're like, this is fucking hilarious.
Yeah. So, the first project that we ever worked on with him, we were like, how cool would it be to do a graphic novel, basically? Like, a book like this, but it's just all of our most famous podcast bits, but illustrated in this comic book style. And so in the background, he worked on this for a while, like
Dr.
You know,
Bad Dick and
yeah.
All that
and we have
stuff.
Like 50 pages of insanely hilarious, amazing comic book art, thanks to Jim, that's just sitting in a Dropbox. And we keep wondering what to do with it, whether we're going to print it or what have you. And anyways, we had the idea of starting like a email newsletter, basically. And so the way we're going to distribute this art now is every week there's going to be a new comic. So the newsletter goes out on Fridays, right?
Yep, yeah.
Fridays.
Yeah. But, you know, there'll be more than that. There's a bunch of exclusive content. And I think, you know, the thing that makes this close to us is that, you know, Jim has done all the Moment House flyers. He did the Trillionaire Mindset you know, art. He's done a lot for us. And so recently we had hit him up to work on something like we always do. And he responded to us saying that, you know, given just his situation, he had to hang it up for commissioned art because he had to take up a full-time job, which he had worked in the past, but he kind of had to go back to it. And we were like, what?
What?
No, like that can't happen. So we basically, you know, figured it out and we brought him on full-time. So he's full-time on the ship, which is awesome. So this is like one of the many things that he's going to be a part of. Apart from the comics, he'll just be creating real sick art for this newsletter. So yeah, I mean, with the newsletter, we'll, in addition to his art, we're going to try to just, I don't know, we're going to have fun with it.
Yeah, we're going to share like stuff that we're listening to.
Music-wise, just I'll try to give you guys a very shitty media suggestion, film or TV show.
Yeah.
You know.
This week, I'd say my movie is The Alpinist.
Oh.
Have you watched that?
We can get into that.
We'll get into that afterwards. Yeah. But yeah, it'll be shit like that. Like stuff we're reading, listening to, like a recap of what happened that week, like within TMG Studios. And then fresh art every week, a comic. Jim's going to like put his magic touch on it every week so that it feels like it's something of value
yeah.
to you guys. And it feels really dope and alive, and I think it's a great project.
Yeah, we're also, finally, you know, a lot of you guys ask for annotations and stuff, but whenever we have, you know, TikToks of, you know, Tesla's hitting camels and all that stuff, we're going to try to include a section in there too where we...
Yeah, there will be a section just strictly for animal abuse.
Animal, it's not abuse.
Sorry, accidental animal harm.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
Yeah.
There's not going to be.
Maybe
some weeks.
H, yeah. No, we're just going to try to give you guys some of the, just like the media that we put in the podcast, like in a concise place. So,
yeah,
I mean, you can just sign up. Think it's on tmgstudios.tv.
Yeah, new domain, by the way. Oh, new domain just dropped. tmgstudios.tv.
Yeah,
that's
go
a
there.
Brand new domain. Go there. Just stick your little email in the field and click subscribe, and you'll get it. If you have bought merch, then you're gonna get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, if you're not sure and you want to get the weekly comic and all the other good shit, then tmgstudios.tv.
Yeah.
And we appreciate it if you do that.
Yeah.
And the first one comes out this Friday, so that'll be tomorrow. If you're listening on Thursday,
go sign up, strap in for what we feel is going to be a year of really sick art.
Let's pull up one of the comics just so people can get a little. Oh yeah, here we go.
What's this one called?
Muscle Beach Freak. Let's read this for maybe everyone that's listening.
Yeah, because we
can
forget
you punch
that
in?
People just listen to this show.
What? Wait, what? What bit was this?
I think this is. That's the other thing, Jim. He writes these, and I think we should say he doesn't just translate one-to-one the bit to the thing. Like, he tells a story with these.
Wait, is this us roasting like a muscle guy?
Yeah, I guess so. All right.
Okay.
Yeah, oh my God. All right. This is titled Muscle Beach Freak, and it's us on Venice. So the first frame is a fucking yoked dude working out. And then just
it looks like me now.
Yeah.
Not as muscly, though. Of course.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy's not as muscly as me.
Yeah, yeah. No, this guy wishes he was here.
He's got my hair now, dude.
Yo, all freak right. Show, what's good? Oh, shit, I didn't know I'd pull up to the circus today.
That's you, too.
Yeah, where's your girlfriend with the mustache, homie? Where's your mom with the beard?
You dumb freak weirdo. What was that?
The fuck they make you out of, dog diecast metal? What special effects team put you together?
Oh shit, Thanos pulled up. Damn.
Motherfucker, what is that?
Where's your glove?
Motherfucker, where's your glove? Do the line, I am inevitable. Thanos? Damn. Do it. Now we're just socking him in the thigh.
Come on, do it.
Come on, you
big stupid freak.
And the bodybuilder's just crying.
Dude, that's so funny. Us pulling up, just
shitting
soft
on
as shit, just fucking bullying a meat.
Big ass bodybuilder. Yeah, big ass dude. Cool nice body dysmorphia, dude. Yeah. Why do you look like Hawaiian bread?
You got issues, bro.
Why does your ass look like your chin, dude? Your ass is hard, dude. It's square. Damn. Nice,
nice biceps, you fucking weirdo.
Dude, just walking through the gym with your friends, like, you guys just clock in, like, you just sweat, and every bodybuilder's like,
oh, fuck, no. And here they come.
And they're just, the boys are just dressed regular.
Yeah, yeah. And we're just, like, walking through as a squad, and everyone's like, try not to look at us. We push one meathead, like, 6'5", like, 300-pound meathead, push him, and he hits the mirror, and he's like, oh. Like,
oh, what's wrong? Muscle's not big enough to stop the fall, you fucking loser. Yo, somebody get this guy a protein shake. He just fell over.
Somebody get this guy some grilled salmon. Fucking idiot.
Your breath smells like asparagus.
Yeah. Weirdo. Hey guys, this episode of TMG is sponsored by Dash Pass from DoorDash. Are you someone who loves ordering food and looking to save on delivery? Dash Pass from DoorDash is your door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Listen, I love Dash Pass because, you know, with a small baby, it's hard to cook. And so you want to order food, but then you're like, oh, the delivery fees are expensive. And you go to war with yourself in your brain, you know?
Yeah. Dash Pass is an exclusive membership from DoorDash that gets you unlimited $0 delivery fees on eligible orders and members-only deals and discounts, whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from your favorite market across town, because you know you got your favorite market across town, or anything in between. Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door.
What do you like to get delivered? Food, diapers, candy, a fancy meal? For me, it's all of the above.
Yeah.
With $0 delivery fees and lower service fees on eligible orders, Dash Pass makes it easy to save at restaurants, grocery stores, and all your local favorites on DoorDash. Dash Pass pays for itself in 2 orders on average. That's crazy. That's my favorite part about Dash Pass, because I can order as many meals or groceries as I want and don't have to worry about delivery fees.
Plus, Dash Pass gives you special access to exclusive promotions and menu items, all for only $9.99 a month. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass. $0 delivery fees and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders. Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
We should
make a full Riverdale
protein farts.
A full Riverdale movie where
yeah,
it's all bodybuilders and they're all really fucking insecure about like these shithead skinny kids that come through the gym.
And nice, just nice protein farts, stinky.
I don't have protein farts.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do, man. You stink like broccoli and rice.
Then, of course. Yo, didn't your mom die in that accident?
Yeah.
She did die in that accident. What is your problem? Maybe she stayed around, she would have told you not to fucking look like that, stinky ass.
Jesus Christ, just uncalled for shit.
Yeah, because in those shows, they're always like telling the plot. They're like, you know, just straight line telling the character motivation.
Yeah.
Yo, don't you work out because like you're sad that your mom's dead?
Kelsey said that's what the Sex and the City reboot was like.
Yeah.
Because this is so far in the future now.
Oh.
They're having to like do so much wrap up.
Yeah.
So the writing is just horrible.
Yeah. Alina and I watched the first episode of the new Dexter. I was loving it until they brought back his inner monologue. And then I said, no, I don't like it.
Wait, there's a new Dexter?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They rebooted it?
Mm-hmm.
After how long?
10. It was 10.
Why?
It completely went under the radar.
I don't know why they do that.
I really.
If they brought back The Office, I'd be like,
don't.
Let it just live as a body of work. It's beautiful. It's perfect.
It's over.
Just leave it.
Yeah. Dexter was interesting because Dexter, you know, I had only watched a couple seasons, but it was always really, it was on the edge of CW. It was really corny. And then this, they shot it pretty, I don't know, it Showtime did it. And it felt very much like a Showtime or like HBO, like a higher level scripted show. And it was kind of, it was dope, you know, just a lot of silence. It was pretty artistic. And then you started fucking a cop in the first like 3 or 4 minutes.
Huh.
And you find out that's his girlfriend. But I was like, yep, there we go.
Ah.
Of course. And then he goes to do his first murder, and then his inner monologue comes back, and he straight up comes from killing this dude.
Oh no.
It's like, how many shows do we need of, you know, dude with inner monologue being like, are you the one for me?
Oh, you're talking about You?
Yeah. I feel
Did he have an inner monologue in the original?
Yeah. Series? So it's like Dexter ended, and then Netflix was like, why don't we make our own? Yeah. So then they got John
Netflix
Mayer to do
so
it.
So good at that.
Yeah.
John Mayer.
That's all that show is.
Yeah. Yeah.
What if John Mayer actually killed
people?
Me?
That'd be so hot.
Yeah, exactly.
God, that'd be so hot.
What if John Mayer was obsessed with me and killed me?
Yeah.
That'd be really cool. And now that you ended, so then Dexter New Blood came back.
Gotcha.
Man, when he stabs that guy, he nuts, bro. He like, he just two hands with the knife through the guy's chest, and he just... and he looks at himself in the mirror.
And flexes.
Yeah.
God, you're fucking hot. American
Oh,
style.
You killed the fuck out of that guy.
Yeah,
oh.
You killed the fuck out of that dude. Man, you stabbed the shit out of that guy.
The guy's like screaming.
Fucking,
he's like,
you fucking rule.
He's like, no, shut up.
Yeah. I'm there. You're taking me out of it.
Yeah, man. And that guy's dialogue, you know, they made his dialogue so atrocious that you were so happy when he died.
The guy that he killed?
Yeah. Yeah. Because the, you know, Dexter's new thing is that he works in a small town gun store or a hunting store. So he's trying to, you know, just have a routine and live a life. And then, yeah, spoiler alert, but you knew this guy was going to die.
Yeah.
And he comes in and he wants to buy a gun. He's trying to be this rich douchebag. And then Dexter goes, you want that gun? It's $9,000. He's like, yeah, I just got a fat bonus from Morgan Stanley.
Oh, God. That's awesome. That's awesome. They're like, what's the worst thing we could have him say in this moment to make him super hateable?
Just got a fat check from Morgan.
Fat bonus from Morgan Stanley. Insert bank name here.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you find out he like killed a bunch, like he drove a boat into a bunch of people and killed 5 people.
So he deserved to die.
Basically, yeah.
Is that what Dexter's about?
Yeah. Yeah, it's all.
So he kills people that deserve to die?
Yeah.
Ah. That's a good idea for a show.
Yeah.
I gotta watch that.
Yeah. But who makes him the decider of, you know?
Oh. Damn.
Yeah.
I've just been crushing Sopranos. What? Why are you laughing at that?
Nice.
It's a really good show.
I just feel you're going to slowly start adopting things. You're going to come in one day, like, all leather coat.
No, it's going to be that style where he wears, like, the polo. Short sleeve polo with some weird pattern on it.
Yeah.
And, like, the kind of gray slacks and some leather shoes.
Yeah.
He's actually dripping.
Yeah.
It is a great... He drips. Yeah. Which is... very clear because every girl wants to fuck him. I don't get how much that guy fucks.
I mean, I want to watch the show, so.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. You haven't
seen
it
yet. No, it's fine. I haven't.
Well,
yeah.
Spoiler alert. He fucks.
Okay.
Every time he starts, like, you know, I don't know. Every time he, like, gives that look to a new girl, Kelsey and I are like, uh-oh. He's taking her to the tone zone. And it happens in, like, every episode. It's wild. I'm like, this is just Californication, but
yeah, Italianized
edition. Yeah. Yeah, Italian mob edition. Great
hey,
show.
I'm in the mob, but I'm getting my dick sucked.
Yeah,
that's the whole show.
Yeah,
yeah.
Much.
Give me a fucking cigar so I can get my dick sucked.
By the way, I'm in the mob.
That's why she wants to suck my dick.
There it is. Yeah. Right there.
There he is. Our boy. Rest in peace.
What a wonderful character.
Yeah.
Truly lovable, but a villain at the same time.
Yeah.
You
that's,
know?
That's how people like it. Like Tom.
Like Tom. Oh.
Yeah. Oh.
Are we going to do? Are we going to talk about that right now?
Well, Shiv, where do I fit in? Yeah, we're getting into success. Speaking of getting your fucking dick sucked.
Yeah, dude. Succession. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. Please fast forward at least five minutes.
I know it's going to be 20 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
we can put the time code on screen if you want.
Dude, just
yeah, sure.
Just pause it. I don't know.
Pause it, go watch it.
And then come back.
Yeah. This is, we're talking about season 3, episode 9, the season finale of Succession. God damn. One of the best episodes of television I've ever watched.
How
is
Logan
glued to the screen like this the whole time? Like a child.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it was really cool seeing how all the foreshadowing hit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, someone brought up in season 1 that Kendall said, dad is so fucking jealous of what he's given to his kids that he would take it all from them. And he did that.
Yep.
And then did you rewatch that clip of Tom helping Logan take a piss?
No, I didn't.
Oh man, the dialogue in that is very like, so when Logan was going mad from the UTI and all the kids were arguing with each other, Tom was the one to help him to the bathroom to take a piss. And so he's holding up Logan and he's like, do you need some help? Do you want me to help you to stand? Do you want me to hold the scepter or do you got it? Like talking about his dick. And he's like, no, I got it. And then he turns to him and he puts his hand on him. He says, thanks, son. And then, you know, there's like all these sort of like little moments leading up. And so when Tom burned them all, it kind of made sense.
So did Shiv know at the very end? Was that her look?
Yeah, I think.
So she realized it. She thought of Logan leaving and like putting his arm on Tom's shoulder, right? Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean,
and
you
I think
know,
she was like, holy fuck.
And Shiv said all this shit to Tom, like, you know, fuck you. I don't love you.
Oh, God, that moment was horrible.
Yeah. So why wouldn't he burn her?
Yeah.
Fuck
oh,
her.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Fuck her.
Fuck Shiv.
Yeah.
Fuck them all.
And then, you know, there's all the other great pieces of symbolism. Too bad, you know. I feel what was nice in the whole thing was that Kendall, I felt, kind of got vindicated. He's like, I tried to take this dude out.
Yeah.
And you guys clowned me the whole time. And
yeah.
You called me an idiot. Maybe I didn't do it right.
Yeah.
But look.
Yeah.
He just fucked you both.
Yeah.
And then Roman finally, you know.
Yeah, Roman being on his knees at the end and Kendall like holding his shoulders, being like, now you know how I feel.
Yeah.
That was pretty wild.
Yeah. Get fucked.
God, what a good episode.
Role reversal.
Seriously.
Yeah, it was crazy. Everyone's acting in that episode.
Oh my God, that last scene of Logan. Oh my God, Logan fucking mocks Shiv.
Yeah.
But you need the majority.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, I died. I was like, holy fuck.
That was like, ugh.
And I need the majority.
Just shut up.
Shut up. And then the mom fucking them over on a fucking speakerphone like that.
Horrible human.
And being like, love you, bye.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Everything was... is perfect. It was perfect.
I almost
want to
rewatch it.
Same. I was thinking that yesterday.
Yeah, it was so good. I just want to see it again.
But you need the majority.
Yeah, dude. Get fucked.
Man. I also love Lampson. Is that his name? The CEO of Gojo? What's his name?
Oh,
Madsen. Love that guy for some reason. I don't know why. Like, weird actor, but like weirdly charismatic.
Alexander Skarsgård? He's not a weird actor.
No, I don't know.
I mean, he's definitely got
What's
some weird
in?
Roles. He was in Pretty Little Liars.
Mm.
He got his fake dick smashed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nicole
yeah.
Kidman
That's
hit
what I
the
mean.
Fuck out of his dick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wait, that was him?
That was him.
The husband?
Yeah.
Oh. I meant weird character. I meant like they give him kind of like a, I don't know. His vibe is off.
Yeah. Yeah. You could just say that he's Dutch. No,
weird, like European vibe.
Yeah, like a weird kind of European. Dude, just say you don't like Dutch people, okay? Just tell the truth.
No, that's not what it is.
Cody hates Dutch people, confirmed. No, I loved his straight up demeanor and just, I noticed you're not punching me in the face.
Yeah.
When Logan told Roman to leave,
yep.
I was thinking, just like that?
Yeah.
He's gonna shit out all the kids, yeah. Just like that.
Yep.
Because Logan did the math. He's like, oh.
Pretty
maybe
good.
This does work for me.
So here's my question is like, did the kids, they're worried about maintaining control of the family company.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously the company will kind of cease to exist once it's part of Gojo or whatever.
Yeah.
But they're not fucked in terms of wealth, right?
Maybe.
Like they're not gonna be as powerful because they're not in control of like a major corporation. But like they're still gonna inherit Logan's wealth and everything, like, right?
Maybe.
I just wonder to what degree he fucked them. Like when he was like, build your own pile. Did that mean like I'm leaving you with nothing?
I think it's sort of that because I think for them, they were kind of thinking, oh, we'll just inherit one of the biggest media companies ever.
Right.
And we will, we will get to assume the same power that our father had and we'll get to be that. And now they're just going to be a bunch of rich kids with money.
Yeah.
And they have to go start their own thing. And maybe they aren't going to be good enough to do that.
Wow. God, hell.
Yeah, I mean, that's the point.
Oh, my God. I feel so bad for them.
Oh, fuck.
Jesus Christ. What a horrible life.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, guys. This episode of TMG is sponsored by Dash Pass from DoorDash. Are you someone who loves ordering food and looking to save on delivery? Dash Pass from DoorDash is your door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Listen, I love Dash Pass because, with a small baby, it's hard to cook. And so you want to order food, but then you're like, the delivery fees are expensive. And you go to war with yourself in your brain,
Yeah. Dash Pass is an exclusive membership from DoorDash that gets you unlimited $0 delivery fees on eligible orders and members-only deals and discounts, whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from your favorite market across town, because you got your favorite market across town, or anything in between. Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door.
What do you like to get delivered? Food, diapers, candy, a fancy meal? For me, it's all of the above.
Yeah.
With $0 delivery fees and lower service fees on eligible orders, Dash Pass makes it easy to save at restaurants, grocery stores, and all your local favorites on DoorDash. Dash Pass pays for itself in 2 orders on average. That's crazy. That's my favorite part about Dash Pass because I can order as many meals or groceries as I want and don't have to worry about delivery fees.
Plus, DashPass gives you special access to exclusive promotions and menu items, all for only $9.99 a month. Get more from delivery for less with DashPass. $0 delivery fees and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders. Sign up for DashPass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply. It's really... Logan's really a bad guy.
Yeah.
That's so mean what he did to those kids. The only person out of all of them who did it right was Kendall.
Yeah.
He tried to kill his dad, yep. Didn't work, and just, did drugs.
Yep. Yeah, that's what they should have all done.
Yeah, he was getting fucked up the whole time, yep. And the whole time he was doing it right.
Yep.
He can feel good about that birthday now.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, our dad was going to fuck us over anyway, so yeah. I think he had it. So crazy. Like we were talking about yesterday, the episode was shot really well, too.
Beautiful. Oh, my God. What perfect scenery for an episode like that.
Yeah.
It's Lake Como, right? That's where the Mattson's house was?
Lake Como?
Lake Gummo?
Yeah. I guess.
Yeah, it's fucking beautiful. What's this poster? What's this poster that you have linked here?
Poster hinting at ending.
Click, oh. Click, 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 click,
click, click, click, click, click, click, click.
What is it? I'm sorry I've talked about this before, but you, but the sides here are so fucking funny to me. Could you imagine Logan only having Tom Gregg in his corner? He'd commit double homicide.
So on the Succession poster, it's Tom and Gregg on the side of
Logan. Oh my God. How did we not see it? How? I love when this happens and people are like, oh, think back to the dialogue in episode 3.
Yeah.
It was hinting at this. Of course it fucking was.
Yeah.
They write the end before they write the middle.
Yeah. How did, man. Now I just feel like an idiot. Clear as day.
So what was the, we were talking yesterday about the Jeremy Strong profile and Aaron Sorkin writing a letter
defending
him.
Jeremy, yeah.
Can we see that?
Oh,
wow,
damn,
that's a list. TLDR. I'm not reading that.
Damn. That's not a letter, man. That's a fucking essay.
I skimmed it just now. It's not that good.
That has a that has a conclusion paragraph.
What is the... Did you guys read it?
Yeah, it's essentially just bringing up some of the questions that Aaron Sorkin was asked for the profile on Jeremy Strong, and then Aaron Sorkin basically trying to like undermine that and say Jeremy Strong is still a good person.
The profile claiming he was a bad person?
No. Just that he was hard to work with and that he was kind of disrespectful.
Ah.
Well. Whatever.
Do you like Sorkin?
Sorkin D's nuts.
Let's go.
Oh, man.
I went to the Chargers game on Sunday.
Oh, you're a football guy now.
Yeah, no.
You sure?
No, I would say I'm less of a football guy now.
Oh, okay. Why?
Because NFL just sucks live.
Yeah, most sports are not that great live.
It sucked.
What was
the stadium was sick though.
Yeah.
SoFi.
Oh, down in
what? SoFi Stadium. It's pretty cool.
The one in Inglewood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brand new, like crazy. The whole thing is like super vertically stacked so that like everyone can see the field. So
interesting.
Like it just feels when you're in the nosebleeds, which is where our seats were, it just feels like you're like three stories or more, like above everything else.
That's cool.
Pretty wild. And the screen, they have a 360 big screen with screens on the inside and the outside.
Oh.
So you can see it no matter where you are in the stadium. It's pretty fucking crazy. But yeah, the games just sucked.
Who'd they play?
The Giants.
I mean,
spanked them. The Giants spanked the Chargers.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm about to get a lot of hate, but it's the Chargers. I mean, they're not a terrible team.
No, sorry, the Chargers spanked the Giants. Sorry,
they're not.
We bet on the Giants, so I got spanked.
Oh, so that's what why I was you're upset. About. Oh, here I am talking shit about the Chargers, and they're 8-5. They're not a bad team.
It just felt like. I don't know. It just felt like everything. I know the Chargers came from San Diego, right?
Yeah.
But like, did the fans also come? Because it just felt like all the shit was so forced. Like, bolt up and all the sayings. Like, it's only been in LA for 2 years.
Well, I think.
So it just felt like everything they were doing was like these new traditions that they were trying to like make a thing, you know?
Oh, I wouldn't doubt that that's what it was. A lot of people were pissed that the Chargers got moved. And for a while, people would comment that they could just tell the Chargers fans in LA like didn't really give a shit.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, they do, but it's because everyone's blacked out.
Yeah.
Everyone there was so fucked up.
Yeah.
That they're all like, bolt up. It's like, do you even know what you're saying?
Yeah.
What does bolt up even mean?
Yeah.
Was that the saying for the Chargers in San Diego?
No, because
they changed the logo, right? It used to be like I don't know. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Football fans are cringing right now.
No, the old slogan used to be bolt these nuts in your mouth. That's what they used to say in San Diego.
Yeah, that's a way better saying than bolt up.
The guy would get on the announcer would get on the radio to the stadium. All right, Chargers fans, let our visitors know. Bolt these nuts. Bolt these nuts. Bolt. And everyone would be fucked up. Bolt these nuts. And then they came to LA, and then LA was like, we're going to do a little bit different. We're going to make it a little bit more welcoming, you know, something that the kids and the moms can say. We're just going to go with bolt up. fuck that, dude. Fuck LA. So
there's this dude, this group of people in front of us. All of them were blacked out, right? Mm-hmm. It was like these two guys and these two girls, and clearly, like, they were married to each other, you know?
Yeah.
Like, they were two couples.
Yeah.
And the dudes were so drunk that they were standing up, and like every once in a while the guy would like turn around because he was wearing a Chargers jerseys and there was like Giants fans behind us. So he'd kind of like turn around to like try and mock them or whatever. And we were behind him, so he'd turn around every time just with this horribly like just glazed over look like this. And he'd be like looking at like Giants fans like trying to mock them. And we're looking at this guy like, this guy is looking like, I don't even, like, through the stadium. He's no idea where he is. And the guy beside him was doing the same thing, but was so drunk that he was like, he kept like patting his girlfriend on the shoulder. Like, is it like, go Giants, like, look at what they're doing. And was so drunk that he didn't realize she was bawling her eyes out to her friend. So she was like clearly just like in ruins about something. I don't know. She's like bawling to her friend, and her boyfriend is so drunk that he's like just grabbing her shoulder and like moving it. Like, look what's happening on the field.
Sounds like a really healthy situation.
Yeah, it was so funny.
Sounds like everyone's getting what they need out of that scenario. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, live sports. Did a whole like bit about this shit. Live sports is such a spectacle, man. It's funny depending on the sport how it is. Like baseball is funny to me because I feel like baseball has these unique things where the stadium's been there since 19 something, and it's like multiple generations of people have come to that stadium, so they have like a certain like entitlement about how the game and the stadium should be and how people should act, and they just treat it like their own fucking living room, and you know they're just looking for someone to put peanuts on the wrong part of the floor.
Yeah,
like,
what the fuck are you doing? Yeah.
I don't know. It's funny. So, but did you have a good time?
No. I didn't. It sucked, honestly. It wasn't fun at all.
Football, no commentary, I think, is kind of...
Yeah.
You know, now that we're
basketball is just so much better to watch live.
Yeah, basketball.
Like going to the Duke game in Vegas, that was so much fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because the energy is better and it's just like more action.
Yeah.
Yeah. Football sucks. Hot take.
This guy goes to one fucking game and says all live football sucks. Cool, dude.
Yeah. I'll stand by that. Football sucks. Come at me.
Yeah.
What happened in... Oh, but the fucking MMA fights this weekend. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Such a good card.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was,
oh, my God. That Nunes fight.
Was one of those. Yeah, that was... I had like a... I've had a dark feeling for a while that Amanda just has been checked out. And understandably, no one has come close to putting her in danger.
Yeah.
Shout out to Pena. She got Amanda to be flat-footed and just take it on the fucking face. And I have a feeling Amanda's not going to come back.
No?
Yeah. I have a feeling like she's just fine. She's just, I lost, whatever. Because she's just been dominating for years and years and years. Yeah.
Finally, she's like,
yeah.
God, finally, I know what it feels like.
Yeah.
She just wanted to lose one time.
Yeah. She's like, yeah. I'm out.
Yeah.
I could see it. The Oliveira fight was great.
It was good. Yep.
It
was definitely good.
That's, you know, two title attempts and both. You got subbed.
Yeah.
Which is rough.
What was the first one?
Khabib.
Ah.
Mm-hmm. So now what's interesting is Khabib has been coaching. And he's been coaching this kid Islam, and he's really confident that Islam will be the next champion to take out Charles. Mm. I think Justin Gaethje's gonna fight next. I don't know. That whole division is killers, but this sets a very interesting stage, the fact that Charles won. I think Charles might be a champion for a while because he has that psycho belief in God.
Mm.
You saw what he said within 30 seconds of winning?
No.
He's like looking like a fucking video game character in a, you know, a post fight sequence. He's just yapping to the camera. And then when they finally get a mic up to him, they're like, what did you say? And he's like, these guys talk, I do, you know? He's like, you thought this, that, that, and then he ends a sentence with, but it was him the whole time. And he points up to the ceiling.
Oh, no.
It's like, yeah, that, yeah. Yeah, no one's coming close to that. No one is fucking with that for a while. Yeah.
That's pretty funny. That's pretty funny to be the best fighter. It's like you got to relinquish belief in yourself.
Oh, yeah, you have to. It has to come from another place.
That's the only way you can get like inhuman ability.
Yeah. Is to believe,
God the ability is not coming from yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's kind of deep. It is.
It's pretty deep to Damn. Sock someone multiple fucking times in the face.
Yeah.
And then restrict their breathing and then think like God did that. That is something else.
Like
too.
God's upstairs with a fucking Xbox controller.
Yeah.
B A A A B. All right, choke him out.
Yeah. Swivel grab L1 R1. Yeah. So crazy. Because that's terrifying. You know, you get in the ring and that dude is just like looking through you like I'm going to do this for Jesus.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I am a vessel.
Yeah.
For a higher power. Yeah. He's just like a meat shield. You yeah. know? Or the word? A puppet.
He's literally a skin suit for Jesus Christ.
Yes. Yeah.
It's actually crazy that Jesus from heaven is just through the ether, just suiting up and beating on humans. He's just stepping into other humans, like just fucking Pacific Rim. And he's like, yeah, I'm going to fuck this dude up. That's how Jesus gets it out.
This is so fun. Yeah. Just beating the shit out of my creations.
Yeah. Yeah, what a card.
Hey guys, this episode of TMG is sponsored by Dash Pass from DoorDash. Are you someone who loves ordering food and looking to save on delivery? Dash Pass from DoorDash is your door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Listen, I love Dash Pass because, you know, with a small baby, it's hard to cook. And so you want to order food, but then you're like, the delivery fees are expensive. And you go to war with yourself and your brain, you know?
Yeah. Dash Pass is an exclusive membership from DoorDash that gets you unlimited $0 delivery fees on eligible orders and members-only deals and discounts. Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from your favorite market across town, because you know you got your favorite market across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door.
What do you like to get delivered? Food, diapers, candy, a fancy meal? For me, it's all of the above.
Yeah.
With $0 delivery fees and lower service fees on eligible orders, Dash Pass makes it easy to save at restaurants, grocery stores, and all your local favorites on DoorDash. Dash Pass pays for itself in 2 orders on average. That's crazy. That's my favorite part about Dash Pass because I can order as many meals or groceries as I want and don't have to worry about delivery fees.
Plus, Dash Pass gives you special access to exclusive promotions and menu items, all for only $9.99 a month. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass. $0 delivery fees and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders. Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply. I do want to cover the F1 thing because it was such a...
Yeah, I need you to explain to me what exactly happened.
There is so
many people talking about it.
There is so much context. I'm going to do the best to say this within a couple minutes. All of you F1 nerds, before you start fucking projecting these opinions and shit onto me, I'm just going to try to give this even so I don't give a fuck what you think should have happened. Just shut up. Okay.
Jeez.
No, you have to be that way because F1 fans are the most argumentative, gatekeeping. They're so annoying.
Okay.
So, in Formula One, at a baseline, you should understand that crashing is very, it's just a...
Sick.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's bound to happen.
Okay.
So, the procedure for that is what's called a safety car.
Okay.
And typically, they have 2 versions. One that's virtual, this is kind of sick, just like from a technology standpoint. It just tells them in their steering wheel, this is a virtual safety car, and they put their speed down and like they run the track at 40% speed. And it's just kind of crazy that they can I don't know, issue rules and stuff like that specific.
I see. Like, so they do that in order to navigate whatever wreckage is on the...
Yeah, and it's to...
Before they clear it out or something?
Yeah, so okay. Typically virtual is issued if, like, someone hits a curb and then, like, a fucking carbon fiber piece, like, lands in the middle of the track. And if it's, like, a high-speed area of the track or something, it's like, hey, slow down. A marshal is going to just hop over the fence, run out, grab that piece, and then we're back to racing.
Okay.
So then full safety car is when the crash is really bad and they have a car actually get out in front and lead the cars, so that I guess it's to sort of like control the pace of the cars and make sure something, whatever, doesn't happen. Okay, now you know that. Okay. So the context of this season was really intense because there were rule changes and Mercedes has dominated for 7 years. And then in this year, Red Bull was actually like challenging for it in a very convincing way. This kid, Max Verstappen, he came into Formula One at 17 years old. He's a fucking demon. He's just been putting up wins. And it's like for the first time, he's showing that someone can possibly beat Lewis Hamilton.
He drives for Red Bull.
He drives for Red Bull.
Okay.
Yeah.
Max does, not Lewis.
Yeah.
Okay.
And there are people that put an asterisk next to Lewis because, like, there's one championship where a dude crashed out and it changed the points structure and he took a championship from another person, blah, 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 whatever. I don't care. So going into this season, it's been really tense. There was a big crash in the British Grand Prix that was really controversial. There's another one in Italy that was really controversial. And going into this, it was like the perfect storm because it ended up being that they were on fucking even points. So, you know, it's literally winner takes all.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And this hasn't...
What is the championship or what's like the trophy?
There's two championships. Drivers individually are awarded points for like first through 10th place.
Yeah.
So there's the World Drivers Championship where you've... As a driver, you've won the most points out of the season.
And this was the last race?
This is the very last race, okay. Yeah. Then there's the constructors where, as a team, you've won the most points.
Okay.
So going into this for the World Drivers Championship, this is it's even points for Lewis and Max. And the speculation is that Lewis wanted to end it here because next year starts a whole new era of construction of Formula One car. And people are thinking he wanted to get the 8, beat Michael Schumacher's record, and then just be out. So it was really tense. All right, so now the context of the race is this. The Mercedes car was showing to be a fucking, like, rocket ship. It was so fucking fast. In the qualifying round, Max Verstappen happens to just clinch the first place spot, so he's starting in... first place on the grid, and then Lewis is on second place. And historically, whoever has the first place grid slot from qualifying wins the race.
Okay.
So
and Max had the first.
Max had okay. first. So it's looking good because everyone was worried, oh, is the Red Bull car fast enough to compete with the Mercedes car this year? And if Max was able to oust Lewis in qualifying, surely there's a chance. So... the race starts and Lewis fucking bolts. He's gone. And they go into this turn and it was really controversial because Max, he dives down on an opening and he makes the move within the limits of the track. But Lewis goes off and he cuts the corner and stays in front. So Max is now on radio being like, hey, he needs to give me the position back. I took it from him fairly within the limits of the track. He needs to issue it back to me. And the referees basically, they tell Red Bull, no, he doesn't, because Lewis slowed down. And whatever he gained from that, whatever advantage was given back. So Max is within what, you know, the distance he was within prior to that move. It didn't matter because Lewis goes on to put fucking 10 seconds of a gap ahead of Max. So he's leading the race, and it's not looking like Red Bull really has a shot. So. Max pits early because he was on like a faster set of tires, which basically just means the car moves faster. So he pits for a different set to try to, like, it's a longer lasting set of tires. So, like, maybe when Lewis has to pit later in the race, Max will can like make up some time there. Now it's just coming down to like race strategy. This is the part, this gets confusing, so fuck all this. There is a moment like about midway through the race where Max's teammates, he stays out, so he doesn't pit. Lewis pits. Now Lewis, you know, is coming from like fourth place trying to reclaim first. And Max is down in like sixth or seventh, and he's, you know, whatever, trying to catch up to Lewis. So now Red Bull is doing like this pincering thing where as Lewis is approaching first, Max's teammate is slowing down and like putting up a battle. So now Lewis doesn't have clean laps because he's trying to get around Sergio. Sergio does an insane job and reduces the gap between Max and Lewis to fucking 1.5 seconds, which is insane. It went from 12 to 1.5. So now Max seems like he has a fighting chance, but fucking again, the Mercedes car is on fire and, you know, Lewis takes off. There's a point where the gap is 17 seconds. With 6 laps left to go, this kid, Nicholas Latifi, is Canadian. He
fucking, I finally started listening to the story.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I know.
I'm kidding.
I know, I know. It's like, it's boring shit.
I'm kidding. I'm really interested in this. So keep going.
So 6 laps left. Lewis, it's looking like he's definitely going to take this home. Nicholas, he gets into what's called like the dirty air. And the thing about Formula One cars is they move so fast that they're like airplanes and they displace the air behind them. So if you're a car coming up behind and you're in the air is literally turbulent. So the car performance is fucking unpredictable because like the whole chassis is fighting air.
Yeah.
Nicholas Latifi gets in the dirty air and he spins and he fucking crashes. So Max has track position and he pits for a new set of soft tires. Lewis's tires are like 30 some laps old. So Max is going to have crazy grip. The thing I forgot to mention is you can pit during a safety car. It's like a cheap pit stop.
Okay.
A pit stop on average takes like 24 seconds. If you do it under a safety car, it only costs you like 17 or some shit. All right. So you need to know all that so you can understand like this final lap. So Lewis doesn't pit because if he pits, he would have came out behind Max. So he has to stay out on these old tires. And Formula One cars, they naturally, the faster cars lap the other cars. So it creates a lot of like weird grid order because two cars can be like first and second, but cars in between them can be, in this case, like positions 4 through 5 or 6 and 7. So Max pits, he comes out and he's behind like 5 cars.
Who was the one who crashed, by the way?
Nicholas Latifi.
Okay. That's a Canadian guy.
Yes, Canadian guy. Yeah. All right.
I got it. Sorry.
So whatever. So a safety car comes out and it's leading the cars, which means, you know, it's looking like the race is going to end under a safety car.
Okay.
And Mercedes is thinking, okay, this is fine. Whatever, like we're going to win. But randomly, because they think they're going to win because the referees told everyone, no one can unlap themselves. So that means Max has to stay behind the 5 cars. And even on the off chance that they go racing for like 1 or 2 more laps, he still has to get through those 5 cars to catch up to Lewis. The cars are rolling around track and on these, like, they're on the, like, the lap before the last one. Suddenly, the FIA, who was like, they're like the refs, they make a call on radio and say, nope, lapped cars can unlap themselves. And then Mercedes is like, wait, what the fuck? Like, you can't do that. You literally just said, like, you're basically like reversing the call you made. So that enables Max to jump the 5 cars. So now he's on a fresh set of tires. He is side by side with Lewis, who is on 30 old, you know, tires that are 30 laps old. And when a safety car resumes, you can't use something called DRS, which is like, it's like a little turbo boost. It's like the wing position changes and the car can like catch up. I know this is like really fucking long, but basically they fucking trigger the 1 lap left of racing and Max has brand new tires. So of course he's going to smoke Lewis and he fucking takes the win. And he takes the world championship despite not having led the race for 51 and a half laps.
Hmm.
So the whole thing felt like it's this season that had so many points of controversy, so many like, you know, oh, it could go like this, it could go like that. And it comes down to this moment where it feels like the refs just kind of look around and go, eh, just
give it to Red Bull.
Yeah, yeah, just, yeah. And what made it like, what added insult to injury is, you know, Lewis is like the first, you know, really successful black Formula One driver ever. And that's why he is such a special guy in a field that is like dominated really by just like, you know, other people. And what was really kind of gross was how many people came out and were like, oh, I'm really glad Michael Schumacher's record wasn't broken. Like, that's what they took from the whole thing. It's like, ugh, that's what you got from that?
Right.
Like, you didn't want Lewis to have it? Like, why not?
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy if he does, right? I think it stained what could have been a very legit ending, you know?
Yeah.
So
is it legal to, like, reverse a call like that?
Technically it is, I guess. It's
And what comes down to why they make that call? Like, why would...
So the joke is that the FIA are like the refs, and people always spell it like they prefix it with MA, so it's mafia. So a lot of people feel like...
But Tony was up there.
Yeah, a lot of people feel it was Tone Zone. Sucked. It was Tone Zone.
Yeah, and he's like, I like Red Bull.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you let Red Bull...
Basically.
Pick up the phone and reverse that call, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Those are people's feelings.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'm sure I missed some things in there and someone will tell me I got something wrong or whatever. But the gist of it is that on paper, Max was never really leading the race.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So
it's rigged.
That's the other complaint is people are like, okay, if you want to reverse calls, that's fine. But like, it's so wildly inconsistent. How does anyone even ever want to watch this again? Because it's like literally up to you guys, how you guys want it to go. Then other people are joking that, you know, Netflix put in the call so that they could have a really dope Drive to Survive season. Yeah. Yeah. So it's, yeah, it's ugly.
Damn, that! Thank you for describing that.
Yeah, and I'm sorry.
No, I needed to know.
It was a pretty frustrating thing. I woke up at fucking 5.
Yeah, I saw.
I like, you know what I mean? Like, I woke up from doing those shows to watch that horse shit. I was like, this is a joke, man.
I fucking woke up at 5 a.m. for this bullshit.
Literally, man. Literally, but I guess refs are bullshit in every sport, so. I just think it's
maybe the refs are Dutch.
No, the guy's name is Michael Massey, and I would be afraid to go outside if I was that dude.
Why?
Oh,
just because?
Oh, so many people are probably
he's infamous.
I mean, everyone English hates him
now because of that call, or because of other.
I mean, all season he's been a little bit, and he's had questionable moments, but I think. That one, you know,
yeah,
because all you know, a lot of English fans are for Lewis, and you know, they saw that, and it's off with your fucking head. If we seize you in fucking London, we're gonna cut your fucking head off. Like, he's a dead man,
yeah,
yeah, he's fucking, he needs to buy a new face,
which he probably can.
Yeah.
With that mafia money,
yeah, yeah, literally, yeah,
that he's getting slipped,
yeah, yeah. Fucking
listen, I like the taste of Red Bull.
Yeah.
I like that stuff. Keeps me awake. Why don't you make the call? Why don't we just cruise into the bonus?
Yeah, I guess so. Starting.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening. Newsletter, tmgstudios.tv.
Yeah, go sign up.
Go sign up. We appreciate it. And we'll see you guys next week.
Goodbye.